Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut, the Monday, January 17th edition of the program. We've got some great stuff going on in Virginia I want to talk to you about. Glenn Youngkin coming out swinging. Fantastic stuff. Plus, the libs have gone completely insane on COVID. New polling out of Rasmussen that shows they'd basically be willing to lock you up and, you know, ruin your life and take away all of your freedoms because of the fear of Omicron. So they're completely losing their minds over that. We will certainly discuss. Plus, the FBI damages its credibility even further after the Texas synagogue hostage situation with what they said. So we'll get into all of that in just a moment. Certainly going to get into those numbers of what your lib neighbor thinks about the need to protect you from Omicron, what needs to happen to protect you from it, and the crazy things they're willing to do. It's pretty stunning, pretty terrifying. As if finding a job in this crazy economy isn't frustrating enough, now there are reports of at least 36,000 fake job listings in the U.S. designed to fool you into sharing driver's license info, social security numbers, and more. This is a classic move on the part of smart cyber hackers capitalizing on a crazy job market. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our information at risk on the internet. In an instant, a cyber criminal could steal what's yours, sometimes even harm your finances, your credit, your reputation. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they'll send you an alert that comes via text, email, and or phone call. You choose. You have access to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim. Look, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save 25% off your first year by using promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25% off. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25% off. Fauci's still out there being awful. It's not a surprise. Telling everybody that there is disinformation. This is what he's saying. There's disinformation that is destructive to our public health endeavor. Here he is.
You know, one of the things that we, I believe, the entire world is facing, but we certainly are facing it in a very, very disconcerting way in the United States, is the amount of disinformation that is accompanying what should be a problem where everyone pulls together against a common enemy, which is the virus. We have disinformation that is entirely destructive to a comprehensive public health endeavor.
What is the disinformation? notice this. I mean, this is a bit like in the Soviet era, they would talk about someone as a counter-revolutionary. They wouldn't really give you specifics. He's a counter-revolutionary, a bad person, an undesirable. And that was it. They could do anything to you then. You were one of the bad people. Why were you bad? Shut up. Don't ask questions. Okay, what's the disinformation? We know that they like to pick on the unvaccinated, even though they are unwilling to look at, say, natural immunity even as part of the process. They're going to be making people who have had Omicron get Omicron booster shots. That's where we're heading. Already had the virus. Now you have to get a booster shot for a virus you've already had. They're going to do that to people because they're crazy, because there's something wrong with them. And it's getting scary, actually. As you've noticed, they're getting scarier and scarier as their grip on power starts to slip, as people realize what they're saying is often untrue. What is the disinformation? I just want to know. Is it that the vaccines do not work very well against Omicron to stop spread and infection? No, that's just true. That's now obvious. That cloth masks do effectively nothing against Omicron. Entirely insufficient protection. Just wondering, you know, is that the disinformation? What is specifically the disinformation that he's talking about? He doesn't give you any specifics because he wants to just be able to slander people. It's because of Fauci and people like him that you now have these numbers I'm going to share with you from Rasmussen that are pretty terrifying. 59% of Democrats would support requiring home lockdown for those who don't get the vaccine, according to Rasmussen polling. If you are unvaccinated, 55% of Democrats want to fine you. 59% want you confined to your home. 48% want you fined or imprisoned for questioning vaccine efficacy. 45% want you forced into designated facilities. 46% want you digitally tracked. And 29% of Democrats would support the state taking your children from you if you refuse to get vaccinated. Now, see, this is what I always say, that there's the 30% of this country who are just insane. They're Democrats, they're leftists, they're Marxists, they're completely out of their minds. And they seem like normal people until you start to talk to them about a variety of issues. And then you recognize that they have real problems. I mean, serious psychological deficiencies. So this is where we are now. These people are willing to do these things, and they're willing to lock you up and effectively ruin your life to prevent you from getting Omicron, or prevent you from spreading it, rather, when Fauci has already said basically everyone's going to get Omicron. You're going to be exposed to it. So you're going to have exposure to this virus one way or another. That's Dr. Fauci himself, because he knows he can't avoid that. You look at the numbers. All-time high caseload, all-time high, in some places, all-time high hospitalization, too. And we're supposed to have all this amazing mitigation stuff. So what exactly, then, are we supposed to take away from the fact that as we get closer to what should feel like the end, people are being more extreme? Well, they're out of their minds. They're out of their minds. I mean, we really have a big problem here. We're dealing with people who have abandoned rationality in favor of a tribal allegiance to the Fauciite religion, which is what this has really become. And, you know, they say things in the New York Times right now, like CDC grapples with rapidly evolving virus and imperfect data. The Omicron variant is moving much faster than researchers can. Worsening a longstanding problem for the agency, making tough decisions with scant data. They shouldn't be making any decisions. They should leave us the hell alone. That's what actually should happen here. We should be done. I don't want to hear from Fauci anymore. I don't want to hear from Walensky anymore. They can put out their little guidance or whatever, but this idea that they should make determinations and then Biden should be, the federal government should be the enforcers of this is insane. Enough is enough. I mean, I have lost all patience with these lunatics. I've lost all patience with them. They are crazy. Absolutely crazy. And enough is enough. So we're going to get into in just a second here some good things happening in Virginia, I will tell you. I'm very pleased to see Glenn Youngkin coming in there and taking some big swings and doing some stuff that he said he would do. This is a man who's on the move in Republican politics, making some smart decisions. On 9/11, our nation changed forever with one of the most vicious attacks on our freedoms and an attack on our democracy. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes and their families ever since. When a first responder or a military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured veterans to heroes to live more independent lives. And now through Operation Homebase, Tunnel to Towers is gifting tiny homes to homeless veterans. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives in line for our country and our communities, need your help. Help these heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, T2T.org. Glenn Youngkin is doing some great stuff. He is making some very sound moves. And here he is telling everybody. Well, first of all, he says he is an advocate for the vaccine. Let's hear what he has to say about this. And then we'll get into the stuff that I'm thinking of, actually, about the strong moves.
I was very pleased by their ruling on the OSHA mandates. And I think it fully reflects the fact that we should not be penalizing people by forcing employers to fire folks who don't get the vaccine. To be clear, I am a strong advocate for the vaccine. I've gotten the vaccine. I've gotten the booster. My wife's gotten the vaccine. She's gotten the booster. We think it's the best way to keep your family safe. But we also believe that it's an individual decision that should be left to people to make with regards to their own health.
There you have it. That is the rational, reasonable perspective on this, right? That's it. I mean, you can be really in favor of it or you can really not like it, but as long as you believe in individuals making their own choices about it, that's fine. That's the way it should be. But there was some better stuff even that Glenn Youngkin did. He got it going. First of all, his first day in office, he ended the state mask mandate for public schools, ended the COVID vaccine mandate for state workers. Big things there. Also, Virginia's new attorney general has just fired the entire civil rights division in the attorney general's office and announced that he will prosecute criminal cases in jurisdictions where Soros district attorneys declined to prosecute. This is making some of the corrections that have to be made right now. This is exactly what we need at this point in time. States where the voters have spoken to have Republicans who take over and show there's a better way. The lib psychosis needs to stop. There is a better way. There has to be a better way. And we've actually got plenty of reasons to, plenty of things to look at and point to for what we could do to make things better. Youngkin also signed 11 executive actions, including banning critical race theory. He ended the, as I said, the school mask mandate. I mean, he's doing great stuff. So he's getting rid of CRT in schools. Isn't it funny how the libs go, there is no CRT in schools. How dare you ban CRT in schools? Well, which one is it? Is there no CRT in schools, or are you angry that it's being banned in schools? So that is where we are right now. Virginia making some steps, going in the right direction in a serious way. And here's Youngkin on how he feels. Well, I want you to hear this from the governor himself.
Well, what we did in Virginia over the last year was give everyone a great big bear hug. And we, in fact, embraced all Virginians. And I've said before that I so deeply appreciated President Trump's support. We brought together a coalition of folks that had never been in the room together. Forever Trumpers and never Trumpers, yeah. Moderates, Democrats. We campaigned places that Republicans have historically not campaigned, and that resulted in record vote levels in all minority communities. What we demonstrated is that this is about bringing people together.
He's doing the good stuff right now in Virginia. I've always thought this guy was going to be a surprise to people. I remember I interviewed him and no one even heard of the guy, although he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He's been very, very successful in private equity at the Carlyle Group. But this is what we need. We need smart, reasonable people in positions of government. I don't need someone to sit around and pretend that they go to sleep with a copy of the Constitution under their pillow and walk around in tricorn hats and stuff. I don't need that. I just need someone who's competent, who believes in freedom and the Constitution and the rule of law, and isn't going to fall into this Fauci-eyed madness. I mean, you look at the front page of the New York Times right now, which I don't recommend you do. You've got Fauci and Walensky with, you know, big, prominent masks on. They're vaccinated and boosted, and they're still wearing masks. What is going on here? I mean, what is the reality of this? They're crazy. They're just crazy. These people have lost it. I don't know what else to say. You know, and they don't want to admit that they've been a giant failure. Think about what that would be. You're Fauci, you're 80-something years old, and your whole life, in a sense, has been building to this moment, and you've been an abject failure, a little political hack. You've been wrong about everything, and you've made people's lives more miserable and more difficult. You haven't saved lives in the process. As much as they want to pretend they did, they didn't. The only thing that's been able to save lives is the vaccine. Fauci has nothing to do with the vaccine. Fauci is he's Mr. Lockdown, Mr. Stop the Spread, Mr. Lysol your groceries, 6 feet of social distancing. I see these videos of people in Germany walking around with police with measuring tape, like sticks that are measuring sticks between people, 6 feet to make sure they're standing apart that much. And I just look at them, I'm like, how could they make anyone do something so stupid? Is there any limit to this, to the insanity here? And it's very frustrating because there's no opportunity. I mean, I would love to debate Rochelle Walensky on this. I don't have any medical background whatsoever. She knows a lot of stuff about medicine that I don't know, but I know about policy. She would be humiliated. She would be humiliated. And she would deserve the humiliation, too. Same thing with Fauci. They never subject themselves to somebody who has been following this and has an understanding of what has really happened, what their promises were, and where they have failed. No, it's always, you know, some member of Congress. The only exception to this is Rand Paul pushing on Fauci. That's it. The rest of it, it's just the same old nonsense. You know, please save us, Dr. Fauci. Please save us. It's craziness. People really just at some point need to understand. We have to just go on with life. No more testing craze. No more of all this. Just you got to just live your life. It's the flu, folks, pretty much. That's how we should think of it going forward. That's it. We don't all hide from it. Don't all change our lives for it. When running a business, HR issues can kill you. You got wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations. And HR manager salaries aren't cheap, an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. Month-to-month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/buck right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambee.com/buck. Bambi, Bambee.com/buck. Bambi.com/buck. Please go check it out. So there was a synagogue terrorist situation. A synagogue was seized by an Islamic radical. And this is one of these circumstances. The guy came over from the UK. He is a UK citizen, came over here, lived in a homeless shelter for a couple of days, apparently, bought his gun off the street, Malik Faisal Akram. And he showed up in Colleyville, Texas, to a synagogue and took them hostage. And there was a breach situation, and the tactical team went in, and he is deceased. He is deceased. And this is, you know, just a reminder that there are still radicals out there, not only white supremacists who are going to storm the Capitol. There are plenty of people who have ideologies that are violent and dangerous to the United States that have nothing to do with white supremacy. I know that's a shock to libs, and they are still out there. And this was just another one of these moments where people said to themselves, how could the FBI be so absurd? And how can the FBI be such a preposterous organization? They said initially the Texas... So think about this. An Islamic radical with a gun seizes hostages inside a synagogue in Colleyville, Texas. And, I mean, you know, I'll be honest with you. I'd never even heard of Colleyville before. So, I mean, this is not some metropolis you think of as a likely terror terror site, right? Place that would be attacked in a terror attack. And the FBI came out initially and said, the FBI special agent in charge said that the Texas synagogue hostage takers' demands were focused on an issue not connected to the Jewish community. And this upset a lot of people because they said, okay, yeah, it had to do with releasing Afia Siddiqui, who was prosecuted for involvement in, it's kind of a long story. She's a radical. And she was prosecuted for trying to conspire to have Americans killed in Afghanistan, if memory serves. But this guy went after a synagogue because these are Jewish people, and this was an anti-Semitic attack, an anti-Semitic terror attack. And that's absolutely obvious to anybody. So why would the FBI say something so strange? Well, because, as you know, in the new woke era we're in, there are some people, there are some ideologies that they will exaggerate the threat from all the time, and there are other ideologies that they will pretend are never involved in a threat because they don't want diversity to be a casualty of a terror attack, or they don't want a multicultural society to have any stresses. FBI finally admits Texas synagogue siege was an anti-Semitic terror attack after first claiming it was not specifically related to the Jewish community. Yeah, no surprise. But wokeness, my friends, is all across the federal bureaucracy, all across the upper ranks of the FBI, as well as the military. And we got a big problem. It's going to take a long time to get a handle on this and to see that the same people who will tell you, you know, hashtag stop Asian hate because there's all this anti-Asian white attackers. There are all these anti-Asian white attackers running around. Well, then look at a synagogue seized by a Muslim radical in the middle of Texas and say, yeah, it's not really about the fact that they're Jewish, though. As if we're all idiots and can't understand the basics of what's going on. That's it for today on this Martin Luther King Day, friends. Thank you.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
For being here with me. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Shields high.